that kids, particularly this new breed of kids,
63% of them aged between 18 and 25,
they're called the invisible money generation. Yeah, in other words, they don't even know what hard cash is.
Or the entitled generation, as others call them.
They believe that mum and dad should stop spending money because guess what? Yeah. You're going to give it to me.
Hey, no trip. Don't go to Europe. No, that's our money.
You don't need
a new
car.
Yeah, and these dinners you're going on twice a week, stay home, please.
Yeah. So at the end of the day, you kind of go, leave me out of that. Now, if you make the decision, for example, I do know people that are helping with their kids' mortgages because that's what they choose to do.
But that's different.
No pressure there. No. They made the decision.
Their
this is
choice.
Different, though. This is where kids are saying to parents,
hey, mum, pull back.
So it really does raise the question, are you planning to give an inheritance to your kids? And if that means, are you going to cut back on having the holidays, cut back on going out, cut back on living in order to cater for your children?
I want to ask the parents who are in this boat or preparing to be or have been in this boat, spend or save. Simple as that. 9221882. It's your money. You're spending it or are you saving it for your kids?
We say, always have said to our folks, spend.
Yeah.
Spend. It's your money, not ours. Spend. But there is some obligation there they feel not to spend.
And if the kids are saying to their parents, save your money, mum and dad, that's for us for down the track.
That's just rude. No one would say that.
Is that further proof that that generation, that group between 18 and 25 are nothing more than the entitled generation, Millsy? We've got, you can give this one to the kids, a double pass to Jeff Dunham Live at Perth Arena on September 27. Very, very funny show. Or take the pick, a $100 voucher to enjoy a meal at Sienna's in Leederville. 9221882. Parents, are you spending or saving? It's your money. What are you doing with it?
The Financial Planning Association of Australia have released the paper Share the Dream, Research into Raising the Invisible Money Generation.
Hmm.
Vanessa Stoikoff is the person responsible for that paper. Good morning to you.
Hello, hello.
Now, I find it hard to believe that any child of any generation would say to their parents, stop spending, you're spending my money.
Now, I've got to point out, the FPA have done their own research, and you would have seen Dante DeGore on the TV on the Today Show this weekend, but this research that I've commissioned was for my book, The Breakfast Club for 40-somethings, and it was really around looking at what age groups believe in sacrifice. And I'm laughing as I'm listening to you guys, because yes, 18 to 25-year-olds can be seen as entitled, but I honestly think these kids actually think, I'm never going to get a house. I'm never going to be able to afford to have what mum and dad have, because everything's millions of dollars now. So I think that's more coming from, we're not going to get where you are, can you help? And interestingly enough, the other people that actually thought that parents should sacrifice were over 65. So it's actually baby boomers who've gone, you know what, I've grown my wealth with property, I've worked hard, but I can pretty much see that you guys aren't going to be able to afford to get what I've gotten.
We all worry about that as parents, though, about how can they afford to buy a house going into the future. We all worry about that. But surely, at the end of the day, that's their worry, not mine. I mean, I can help if I can, but it shouldn't be my concern. And in the last years of anyone's life, you really don't want them worried about that, but they're worried about their kids from the start.
Yeah, well, look, you're spot on. It's absolutely your choice. So I think this has been such a fun piece of research for me to do, because people's views are so varied. Like, I've talked to a lot of people who are like desperately trying to give each of their children a house deposit.
Right.
Some that pay for university degrees, some that really believe in travelling and, you know, having that experience with their kids, so they're spending their money that way. And the answer, the reality is, there's no right or wrong. It's like parenting. There's no right way to parent.
Have you got children, Vanessa?
I've got three sons, and my husband and I, they've got the 15, 13 and 9, and we love travelling with them, but we made a tree change to move to the Blue Mountains from the city, which is a lot less expensive to live. So we freed up some overhead so we could have more experiences with our kids, because we love being parents, but you can't have it all. So,
right. Will you leave them much?
I hope that we leave them something, you know. I would love to leave my children a legacy. My father was an immigrant from Serbia, and he came here, as his story told, with the underpants on his back, that's it. And his legacy he left with me was giving me a university education. He never had one. He worked in the coal mines, and he worked so hard to make sure that his kids had more than him. So I really respect that. So I want to work hard to make sure my kids have got something that I've worked for. But that's where I come from, and my ethic from my parents.
Vanessa, thank you. Really interesting chat. We appreciate your time this morning.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Vanessa Stoikoff, financial author, 9221882. Really fascinated to know. Any of the parents listening to us, and maybe your kids are in that bracket, 18 to 25, have any of them asked you, have any of them actually discussed it with you and said, hey, Mum, this house, what are your plans for it down the track? I mean, is that going to be mine?
Well, there'd be people that are listening to us right now that have put their nurries on the line by a child coming to them and say, you know what, I've got this idea.
Yeah.
I'd like to buy a house, but I don't have any capital. Would you underwrite me? Mm. In other words, the person has to put their own property up for mortgage again, either a first or second mortgage, and they hope that the child then works hard enough to pay that off and takes them off the mortgage. Now, I'm sure there's people that have done that in order to get their kids into the marketplace.
It's funny you say that. I think I've told you the biggest leg up I got, Mum and Dad, when the place that I'm in at the moment, I couldn't afford it, but I thought it was a reasonable opportunity. And I said to Dad, Dad, any chance of going guarantee on the loan, i.e. putting their place up, which was their security, they were debt-free.
So you've done it.
They did it, yeah. Mum and Dad did it. And because it was Mum and Dad, because it was Mum and Dad's place and it was the most important asset, really the asset that they had, I worked triply hard to get the debt down so that I could release their titles off it as quickly as possible.
So the question is, you've got siblings. Mm. What would their reaction be, that Mum and Dad are risking their property in order to advance yourself?
Well, it could have been. Yeah, it may well have been. They were in different stages of their lives. They were both married and settled and secure, and I was a younger guy trying to make my own way, and now it's back in Mum and Dad's name and has been for some time. But it was a great leg up at the time. 9221182 if you'd like to win the tickets or the $100 voucher to enjoy a meal at Sienna's in Leedable, if you've got a comment on what we're talking about. A
couple of SMSs that have arrived. Spending with our three kids' encouragement. In other words, the kids are saying spend. We'd say the same. Hi, not a parent, but my mum and stepdad always tell me, my brother and sister, when they book an overseas trip, that they are on a ski. And that means spending the kids' inheritance. I'm all for it.
Is that what a ski trip's called?
Ski trip, yeah.
Yeah, that's what it means.